kind of like this music. I know it sounds scary, but I like the circus. It's kind of a fun place. But Liv, the web girl, she does not. She actually freaked out last week when we made her watch the trailer to see It. Then we went on Saturday night. It was the whole morning show. We had our buddy Buster. Your pops came along, Alex.
Dad, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle!
Yeah.
I was like, hi, Mr. Z, how you doing? I'm always weird like that with adults. And Liv, you got there. I thought you weren't coming at first. Did you try to miss the movie on purpose? What happened?
I didn't. I don't know my way around Indy yet. I got lost, okay?
Okay, sure. we were all speculating that you weren't going to come. That's why. So Liv made it in there, and she ended up like sitting in our row. She's between me and Buster, and the whole time I saw Alex and producer MYK looking down throughout the movie.
Just to look at Liv's face, because it was priceless.
I still have not forgiven you guys, one. And two, I was sweating so profusely. Like, I had pitters. It was disgusting. And it literally felt like a cardio workout because my heart rate was through the roof. I was watching it through my fingertips, like closing my ears. I was curled up in a ball.
You did like the fetal position. Like, you put your hands and your arms over there. I'm like, is she going to watch any of the movie? I think you did it by color.
It's that IMAX experience, man. That is really scary.
No, it's right in your face there.
Yeah.
We went to the Indy Museum IMAX. It was awesome. But I think she only lifted her head up when the screen was white. Anytime it was dark, she covered up.
I'm literally scared of the dark.
Well, that's a good fear to have right there too then. Okay.
Yeah. Like, not kidding. It terrified me, and I'm having nightmares about it. So
what did you think of the movie It that we saw?
I thought, okay, there were a lot of funny parts.
It was funny.
I needed that.
Well, they have the kid in there from Stranger Things.
Yes.
He had some of the best one-liners. We can't say them on the air right now.
No,
but
it's rated R.
Yeah,
but it was awesome.
He killed the show, I will say, and I enjoyed those comedy moments because I was practically peeing my pants the whole other time.
I mean, I'm just sitting next to Liv. She's peeing everywhere. She's sweating.
I was gross.
Very attractive. So, okay, I thought the movie was freaking awesome. I remember the original It when I was a kid, and obviously things change with time, but I thought they did a great job. Stephen King said they did a good job. What about you, Alex and MYK? What you guys think of the movie?
I loved the movie, but I am also a scary movie, suspense movie, and horror movie fanatic.
Yeah.
I saw the original when I was 8 years old. It was actually the very first scary movie I was ever allowed to watch, and ever since, I've had a huge love for all things scary. So it was really, that's why I brought my dad, because he was the first person that I watched the original with. So
that's so funny to me, because like, you guys are kind of conservative in some things, but like, that he was like, let's go see this, honey.
No, my dad is a huge scary movie person, so I kind of grew up around that, and I thought it was excellent. I absolutely loved it, like Liv said. The comedy parts, because I think that's different than the original.
Yes.
There were definitely a few differences and some things that they omitted out, but it was, I give it a 2 thumbs up. It was amazing. There's a reason that it broke box office records. You know, it was great. You have to see it. And like Joe said, if you go see it, you've got to go to the Indiana State Museum and see it in IMAX, because there's not anything like it.
What about you, MYK? What do you think of that?
I give it 2 thumbs up. If I had more thumbs, I'd give those 2, but it was the right balance of horror and comedy, which I love.
Oh, God. It was awesome, but it brought back so many memories. Like, well, there's that one scene, and not that I'm giving it away, but the scene that always gets me, I'm always afraid to go to the bathroom.
What?
Why?
Because of that scene in the It.
Oh,
in the
yes.
movie It. I don't like, and I feel most vulnerable when I'm, like, doing my business on the toilet. When I'm sitting down, I just, like this past weekend after watching it was like in and out. It was quick. I didn't feel complete, but I had to do it for my own safety. I got in and out of there.
Yeah.
You're shook.
Now, yeah, I was very shooketh right there. Now, if you've seen it or you don't know much about it, it's all based around this clown called Pennywise, and it targets and kills the kids based on their biggest fears. Like, it gets in your heads, and then he just kind of takes that form and then kills you. So 317-239-1009. You can also tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter. Want to know, because he preys off your fears, what you're afraid of. What are you afraid of? It could be something totally serious. Like, I'm just like Liv, the web girl here. I really am, and I know I'm an adult man. I'm afraid of the dark.
You're afraid of the dark?
Like, I don't like going into places in the dark room. Like, we're going to do a bunch of haunted houses stuff coming up, and I love the clients, and I love the places we go. I hate going to every single one of them, and I try to get out of not going.
What, the haunted things?
I don't like, do you guys like being in a dark place? Like when the power goes out?
I think it's
hell
fun.
No.
Here's the thing. There are two different types of people. There are people that like being scared for the adrenaline rush that you get, like when you're walking through haunted houses or doing roller coasters, watching scary movies. It's fun for me to be scared. Like, I thoroughly enjoy it. And some people, like Liv, it's torture.
But see, I like to be scared with heights and adventure things, like going skydiving or something like that.
It's different for you.
Yeah, so you can see what's going to kill you.
Not about murdering things. Like, that murder freaks me out.
What about you, Alex? Is like, what's something that you're afraid of? Like, if Pennywise the clown was coming after you.
Okay, so I have two things. One is kind of funny and one is serious. The serious one is I absolutely do not like people in hoods or masks. So,
what do you got against criminals?
Like Detroit or what?
For Detroit?
In hoods?
Yeah, like, okay,
like the
here's
hood?
The thing. No. Like in history books, like for obvious reasons, I don't like the KKK. But I especially don't like looking at pictures like in history books and stuff. Like I remember in high school and everything, like going through U.S. history, and then you would see photos of KKK members and like those hoods and stuff and their costumes. Like they're disgusting on their own, but then just I don't, it's very scary to me. Like, I can't look at photos of that. And then I also, and also the opener, if you're an American Horror Story fan of that show, the opener for season 3, Coven, they had, like, the witches wearing these tall, pointy, black garbed hooded things.
What about the thing the Pope wears? Is that scary?
It doesn't cover his face. Your face has to be covered. Okay, that's what's okay. Scary. So then the movie The Strangers, that scary movie, which I've talked about on the show before, is the number one scariest movie for me because it's masked people. Especially it's even scarier when you're like, people are trying to kill you and then they're wearing like masks of like bunny rabbits and pandas. Like that's even scarier because it's supposed to be nice.
So Alex hates Easter.
Well, yeah. No, but so I really, really don't like that. Yeah, for some reason, people in costume don't like those types of costumes. Like
those don't freak you out, but it's just the single mask.
Yeah,
maybe.
like kids trick or treating doesn't scare me. It's just like when it's supposed to be.
Get off of my porch!
Yeah, that's scary. And then kind of funny, but seriously, I do not like the butt fries at Chick-fil-A. That is scary. If I were to get an entire carton of just butt fries, it would ruin my day.
I texted Alex a photo. We had Chick-fil-A last week after I went to my surgeon's, and I was like, would you like this? She's like, oh, gross.
Yeah, I don't understand people that love the butt fries. I don't trust you.
Producer MYK, do you got anything that kind of makes you fearful, like that you're afraid of, like Pennywise could come after you?
You could probably get me with germs, like viruses and bacteria and all that nasty stuff, yeah.
Oh, man, just like out of the movie then, kind of. You're like one of those kids.
Yeah, I'm like one of the kids. Yeah, I don't want to kill it, but yeah, just that.
All right, 317-239-1009. What are you afraid of?